All right, Wednesdays in the feed, we talk about all things at your home, how to get ready for the nice weather that's coming up, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna, and we have our friend Susie Calabrese. She's a realtor in Fairfield County. Her Instagram, you can find her there, SusieCal_CT. And we're talking about today, Jenna, the warmer weather coming and getting your house ready, right?
Yeah, like what are some things that we can do to get our home ready to receive these guests? I know that I can forget about a lot of parts of the home.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear what you have for us today, Susie.
Absolutely. Yeah. When people come over, they see the outside first. And as we know, first impressions are everything, which is why in real estate, we're always referring to the importance of curb appeal. So refreshing the exterior is a great place to start. And it's just as important to tidy up out this time of year as it is the inside of the home. So warm weather gatherings usually mean a lot of time spent outside. So get your yard ready. Cut your grass weekly if you can keep up with that. Mulch your plant beds to give them a fresh look. And check your outdoor lighting. Make sure that all the bulbs work and replace them as needed, because that will help your home sparkle even at night. It's also a great time to clean off the deck or the patio. I mean, this applies to renters also, because a lot of people have outdoor spaces in their rentals just as much as someone who owns a single family. So Remove all that pollen or dirt buildup. You know, clean your outdoor furniture that's been sitting around, whether it's been in storage or even checking furniture that's been sitting outside all winter for rust spots, which can actually easily be recoated with a clear spray sealer to get some of those rusted spots.
You know what? Like on that same thread, also like the bugs. I hate it when I see bugs kind of like piled up on like the tracks of the windows.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, don't forget the bugs too. All those dead ones.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So true. You don't want to forget about your windows either, or even sliding doors. They get a lot of debris on the inside and outside. So as a tip, it's best to wash your window glass on a cloudy day to avoid streaking from the sun drying the solution on it too soon. And if you're going the extra mile, you can use a hose with a mild detergent to spray down screens as well.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that the sun could dry up the cleaning solution.
That's great to know.
Yeah, that's also like a nice little hack, because I'm always like, get rid of the streaks. And now I know, just wait. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
Great. Yeah. What are some ways that we can make our home like welcoming? What's something that we shouldn't forget to do? Go ahead, Susie. What do you have for us?
Okay. First things first, especially this upcoming weekend, everybody's probably getting ready to grill. So make sure your grill is clean. Mm. You don't want to have a grease fire. Also, check your propane tank. Make sure you have enough to grill the day of hosting. There's, you know, a lot of ways that you can make your home as welcoming as possible, and it also can make your life easier. So one of the things I think of is, like, put a balloon on the mailbox for when you're having guests come to find you easily. There might be other people that are having parties and parking on streets and things, so if you landmark your spot, people will be able to find you no problem. Set up some yard games. Keeping people kind of outside if the weather's nice, and even consider opening your pool sooner than later if you plan on hosting in the beginning of the season. Another one is have some spare coolers available for drinks outside for easy access for guests that won't take up too much room inside the fridge. Because I don't know about you, but when I have people over, people are always bringing in lots of food and we're always running out of space to keep it. So, you know, go get some ice, put some coolers outside, make it easy for people to grab a drink on a hot day.
Yeah, that's a great point, because you always prepare to have enough for your guests and then everyone just brings stuff as well. And then you're like overstocked, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense to have extra storage. I love that.
Exactly. I mean, and just like thinking about being a welcoming hostess, making things easy for people, just make sure there's like a nice antibacterial hand soap in the bathroom with some disposable hand towels. You can even grab some bug repellent or sunscreen and put it in the bathroom for guests to be able to put on themselves, if just making them more comfortable while they're spending time at your house.
I love that. Yeah, I think comfort is also a big part in making someone feel welcome. So it's the worst when I like wash my hands in a bathroom. I'm not trying to throw shade at my friends or anything, but I'm like, I wash my hands and I'm like, I guess I got to dry them on my shirt or my jeans.
Right.
Yuck. So that's a great tip. Make sure you put out some fresh towels out.
Exactly. Yeah, or reusing another towel, then you don't know all the guests. You know, you'd rather just throw something away.
True.
But, you know, one last thing is I'm very much frugal, but I also love getting little tchotchke things, whether I'm having like kids over to the house or, you know, a fun little party things. So hit up your nearest dollar store or, you know, the Target $1 section, which is so addictive, if you ask me, for some fun decorations on the frugal side.
You know what? I love buying like decor for all these different holidays. But Susie, one of these days you're going to have to come on the show again and give us tips on how to store all these things.
Oh, true.
Because I never know where to put them. So, but that's a future problem. We don't have to worry about that today.
Yeah, we can talk about that for like a tag sale episode or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
Put it outside. Yeah, but most importantly, I mean, these are a lot of things, right? You know, but I think keeping it simple, the prep can help you eliminate stress so that you can actually enjoy your get-togethers and warm weather activities by being part of the moment. Someone once told me this, it always stuck with me. People don't come over to your home for your house. They come because you're there and they want to hang out with you. So don't fuss too much. Just enjoy your time.
These are all great, Susie. Thank you so much for dropping by today with these tips. And I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be great.
Thank you for having me.